Top 937, Hartford's number one for hip-hop and R&B, always blazing at least 18 jams in a row. Big Reg, my man DJ Phenom, we bringing flavor to the streets right now with the Friday Night Flavors. Now, we talking about Phenom, the whole joint with what happened with Cameron and 50 Cent on the radio, you know, letting people call up and give their opinions.
I mean, yes.
Now, there's no better person to get it from but the man himself, right?
I mean, the man that was getting interviewed.
Right now on the lines, we got my man, 50, what's good, baby?
Just heard y'all on the radio. I thought you, you know, probably want me to say something.
Yeah, definitely want you to say something. I ain't know you was in town. I'm glad you in town.
Yeah, man. I'm, you know, right around. I'm in the, right out here, CT, baby.
As always, right now, you like the top name, the top person of any news going on right now. You and Cameron and my man Styles P, y'all had a few words.
At radio, like, I was actually being interviewed. They couldn't speak to me on the line if I didn't allow them to.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? I said, let them call. You know, let's see what they're going to actually, what you going to say. Like, Alan Grumlot, the guy who actually runs Koch, he called. They know Koch is a graveyard. Right after they sell Dipset Records, they sell Barney. It's a distribution company.
Yeah?
This is reality. You know what I'm saying? So, it's like Alchemist, they had an album there. They don't pay $7 an album. They're just saying that. Them niggas ain't got no guap like that, baby. They front.
Yeah. Now, what brought this whole thing about?
Well, this just basic conversation. She asked me ahead of that, Angie, did I have a problem with Dipset? I'm like, nah, man, I ain't got a problem with them. I'll destroy Dipset, see? Like, they won't get a chance to get, they can't take that type of downward pressure. they don't take, they don't put that, no energy into it. He's not actually working on them.
But you, yourself, you'll go in.
I destroy the whole thing, man. Like, cause Jimmy is running Dipset right now. Jimmy Jones.
Wow.
He's regular, like, he ain't on no weight.
Now, what about Styles P? What was the whole thing with Styles P?
We talked. Me and Styles got a chance to talk. You know what I'm saying? Like, because I said I pushed his record. With my word out your mouth, I pushed his record back. They kept going. His record got pushed back. I didn't mean to push it off the label.
So you had a hand in pushing his record back?
I got a lot of influence. You know what I'm saying? People don't want to see me uncomfortable.
When he called up, what made you take the call? Like you said, you didn't have to speak to him if you didn't want to.
I told him to call up there. Like, I told him to call to see what his situation was because he's a free agent. He don't even have a deal right now. I couldn't even understand where Cam was coming from because I was real cool with him ahead of that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know, but like, I thought he was hot.
Yeah.
I said he need to think about what he's saying. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, you know, I heard him calling you by your government. It sounded like it was ticking you off when he was doing that.
Yeah, he thinks he's doing something disrespectful when he's saying, I don't mean that to me. My name is Curtis Jackson. I use it when I go do movies.
Jim Jones, he had a big joint with the balling.
Yeah.
You know, he sold some units. You being on the big label, on a major label, as you would say, and him being on independent, do you give them any credit for what Dipset has accomplished?
Jimmy just did something that was amazing. He just came out the graveyard. You see what I'm saying? Like, that was incredible. You got to, like, that was good, man. Because from Koch, you do 300,000 records the first go around, and then now he's going to do a publishing deal. He's going to get some paper there. He's going to get some paper when he actually goes to the majors because he's not going to stay on Koch. You kidding me? He's gone.
So you think Jim Jones is going to get a major deal now?
He's not staying on Koch. Now watch what I'm saying.
He's not going to stay on Koch?
It doesn't make sense because they're not going to give him the money that he needs to continue to stay in that actual position, not the financial money that they put in his pocket, but the marketing dollars.
If it's a graveyard, right, and you allow Prodigy to go over there, why wouldn't you just release Prodigy's solo joint?
Ain't nobody handcuffed over here. Like, if they want to make a deal, you come to me, tell me you want to make a deal. I let him out his contract to do that.
Why didn't you release Prodigy's solo venture on G-Unit Records?
Because right now, you got 50 Cent coming.
Okay.
If I'm getting ready to come with my record and everything else is in place, why would I put him in that situation? In my system, things change when I'm getting ready to come. Things change everywhere when I'm coming. The reality is this. They push records back.
Yeah.
And move things when I'm coming. You know what I'm saying? If they don't tell you that, if they're not real, like, real about it, like, they're just lying. Like, real music insiders will tell you, no, they're moving that record away. You seen the marketing dollars spent on Jay-Z project?
Yeah.
You don't want to be coming out the same week that's happening.
Nah, you don't.
Like, 20 million on Jay and a million on R.
You couldn't just, like, put him out, you know, after you do your joint?
Then by then, it's the fourth quarter. If I'm coming in the summer, fourth quarter G-Unit album.
Yeah.
What about Tony? Tony got to come out again.
So it was pretty much, he was ready to come out and do a solo thing, and you let him go over there.
Like, you got the records, go ahead, do a deal. We have other people around us do projects over there, but it is what it is. It's a distribution company.
Now, 50, this is DJ Phenom. Now, being that you're telling everybody you're coming,
Yep.
Does this mean you're coming for their heads?
This means I'm coming, right? When my record comes, you know what happens.
So
what happens. It is what it is. And it is like that. When you have a conversation, really, I'm going to be honest with you, right? I'm going to let you in on something, right? I'm baiting them.
You about to come this summer, so could it be you just looking for somebody to go at?
Nah, I'm not looking for nobody to go at. You seen who was calm and collected.
Yeah.
I said, yo, you don't want to do that. And, you know, and if they don't do nothing crazy, I won't ruin their career.
How do you ruin careers?
My consistency. It's the same way LL killed the cannabis.
Yeah. Over and over, just getting at them.
Because when you got have a hit record that they worked all year, but I'm going to be consecutive with hit records.
All right. Now this is just hip-hop. It's not nothing that's going to boil over to the streets.
Well, you never could tell. You never could. I mean, like, the way they talk, you don't know what they're saying. You don't know what's going on. So check this out. If they say something, I don't believe them, you're okay. I believe you, Pop, go to Weasel. You know what time it is.
What is your personal feelings of Jim Jones and Styles P?
I told him I like Jimmy record. I like what he did. Ballin', that record was good. You see what I'm saying? And as far as, I'm not going to change how I felt about that record. It's a good record. And Styles, we ain't never had no real issues. Like, this. I wouldn't have the conversation that I had with Styles with Game because I ain't never did nothing to him.
Yeah.
Like, he just came out of nowhere with his disrespect. You see what I'm saying?
It got to be a little different with Cameron after the conversation.
I'm telling you, it's nothing. I don't even see him saying anything out of pocket. You know what I'm saying? Like, after that, because when you think about what you just said, like, what the situation is, it's really not good for him.
Wow.
You know, I heard you ask him if he really want to do this.
Yeah.
I heard you ask him that.
Yeah, it's easy. Afterwards, you see what moves he made from there, and then, you know, I do what I do.
Now, are you going to go in?
No, I'm not going to do anything. I want to see what they do. Right after I got off the radio, I got a phone call from both Juelz and Jimmy Jones.
Saying what?
What? Just like, yo, nah, we don't want none of that. They want to be productive.
So basically Cam acting on his own.
Yeah, that was him. I don't know what he was thinking. Is he caught? Is Dipset Records caught, period? You got the general manager of their company calling because I'm on the radio. If that doesn't show you that I have influence and power, what else do you need to see? That's like Leon Collins or Kevin Lyles or Craig Kalman from Atlantic or them calling because I'm on the radio.
Is it any way that you and Cameron could squash this?
It's not even an issue. Like, he didn't do nothing. That ain't beef to me or no, like, I wouldn't even compete. Like, I wouldn't write nothing about him based on that. From his face, like, I was speaking on Koch as a company.
You know, this is something like the Nas and Jeezy thing. When Nas said hip-hop dead, Jeezy just took offense to it because he felt like Nas was saying hip-hop dead because it's in the South. So Cam took offense maybe because he's on Koch. You calling it a graveyard, and he like, damn, I'm on a graveyard spot.
I'm not dead.
Yeah.
No, but it is a graveyard. Look, the majors won't spend money on you no more. You know this.
They got a buzz.
They got a buzz because of Jimmy. You got a record right now, man.
That's true.
That's the reality of it. And you know, because you do radio. That record is not international or like a huge record. That's why you only sold 300,000 copies on it. It's a dope record in the city, and it feels good when I hear it. I like the record. You know what I'm saying? But it's not lean back. You see what I'm saying? Like it is lean back. It is that. Work. Because the lean back record, that didn't even sell 100,000 copies.
But lean back was the hottest song of the summer.
Yeah, like certain records have their moments. That's what you know. Like when I say, like, you know, like, he's not going to top that record.
Yeah.
So he shouldn't even expect to sell records.
Because he's not going to make a hotter record than Ballin', is what you're saying.
No. I don't know what Jimmy's capabilities are. And right now, I mean, coming from that position, because he's coming from the bottom right now.
Yeah.
He's going to do a deal. He's going to do a publishing deal. He's going to do a deal with the majors. And he's going to get Dipset exists. Not directly from Koch. You got to think they had Columbia Records spend money on Cameron. You had Def Jam spend money on Cameron. The marketing dollars from that time period is what makes them a little more visible. Juelz had money spent on him from Def Jam. You see what I'm saying?
Tell me this. Would you sign Jimmy?
What, Jim Jones?
Yeah.
He don't want to work for 50, man. He needs to do a deal somewhere else. I mean, he already got a gig at Warner.
Okay.
He's hustling.
Yeah, so he's doing what he do.
Yeah, man. I mean, and from Ballin, he's saying it right. From that perspective, when you start seeing for the first time, like, man, that record right there is making him a millionaire.
That's true. Now, when this first thing came out, when you talked about them being a graveyard label, did you mean it in any disrespectful way, or was you just making a comment about it?
No, that's what it is. It's a graveyard. for everybody else, this is where they end up. This is where everybody go.
Yeah.
Before it's actually a rap. And it's not like, when you say Cox Records, come on, B, it's a distribution company.
Yeah.
Yo, for real, they really sell Barney.
But
they sell Barney.
Now, like, everybody there is saying that they get $6-$7 a record. So if you sell 300,000 and you get $7 a record.
Listen, they're not making $7 a record, man. Alchemist sold 200,000 copies on the label. He did not make $7 an hour.
If he's taking offense to this, are you prepared to slay him verbally if he puts out a record?
I want to see what he do. I want to see if they do that. I don't believe they'll do that.
Is it because they know what you'll do, or they just don't want to get in that water?
I don't think that it makes sense.
Because
you don't listen, if you go and put it like this, in every space too, because then it destroys what everybody else wants to say. Like, everybody wants to feel like 50 is a Broad Street bully.
Yeah.
Like, I'm jumping on everybody. But I've been cooler than a fan, baby.
You, and I must say, you was cool on the interview.
Yeah, I'm cool about the entire situation. It's just, so if you say, if I call Cox the graveyard, he feels that way because he's on Cox, because he's been on the majors before.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
That applies to everybody that's been there. There's no independent albums do there. I mean, the reality is you will not receive $7 off of each one of those records sold.
Is their cut bigger than the cuts from the majors?
They might receive 90 cents.
90? That's far from $7.
Yeah.
So you telling me that they're exaggerating $6.10?
No. Well, yeah, $6 after you equate all the other expenses. When you're selling prices, Jimmy's record is a hit. For you to do 300,000 copies from that type of company, that's a hit, like a big hit for them.
Yeah.
And let's not forget they've been working that record a year, a full year. Like, it don't even make sense to get off it. Once you got one going, you're still on that.
Yeah.
And he'll point out that Thanks sales isn't right. Every record is not going to connect like that. People feel like they got higher standards towards doing it because of me.
Yeah.
It's that pressure on me because I'm going to deliver every time.
Now, Fifth, speaking of delivering, you got an album dropping. Do you got a date and everything for it?
No, but I'll be out as it gets warm for the summer.
What can we expect when you drop?
Oh, man, like the tsunami. I'll give you the date before the water comes. You know what I'm saying?
I'm expecting a lot of controversy because there's so much build up towards your album.
Look, everybody's talking about 50 had an interview. Not 50 dropped off his new single. Not nothing. Whenever I say something, period, people listen to me. I'm not relevant to hip hop.
You got any of the songs done outside? Well, you said something about a single just now.
Yeah, like I got music. Like, I'm already like 90% done with my record.
Just didn't make the title yet.
I just didn't. No, I had a record. I might start it over.
It's Hot 937.